This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasad with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli urges business persons to increase domestic production and export through investment and technology. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba meeting Maoist Center and Janata Samajwadi Party leaders today. House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota informs House about removal of four CPN Maoist Center's MPs. Finance Ministry unveils Development Assistance Report 2020. Development assistance increases by 26.9% during this fiscal year. And Myanmar security forces kill at least 11 protesters. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has urged the business community and entrepreneurs to import investment and technology rather than consumer goods. Addressing the 70th Annual General Assembly of the Nepal Chamber of Commerce in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Oli committed government support to the business community for boosting productions and reducing imports of consumer goods. Prime Minister Oli further pledged to ease the business-related service deliveries from the government offices. Expressing incumbent government's commitments to nation-building, Prime Minister Oli claimed that the government had been leading the programs of nation-building as a campaign. Prime Minister Oli said the tendency of obstructing the nation-building campaign had been repeated even during his second term as the Prime Minister, as it was during his first premiership. He further said, despite all odds, he was undeterred by any kinds of challenges. Regarding the recent surge of COVID-19 cases, the Prime Minister urged all to adopt precautions, saying it was not good to halt life. The Nepali Congress is holding a discussion with other two parties in the parliament on the latest political situation. Nepali Congress Chief Secretary Krishna Prasad Paudel said Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba had called a meeting between senior leaders of the Nepali Congress, CPN Maoist Center and Janata Samajwadi Party. The meeting is scheduled to be held at 3 p.m. today. Paudel said the meeting will be focused to build a common understanding on the contemporary political situation in the country. House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota has informed the House about the four MPs from the CPN Maoist Center to have been removed from their posts as a member of the House of Representatives. The CPN Maoist Center had filed an application at the Federal Parliament Secretariat demanding to scrap the posts of lawmakers Tobadur Rai Mazi, Lekhraj Bhatta, Prabhu Shah and Gauri Sankar Chaudhary as they quit the party. Meanwhile, on behalf of Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Leelanath Shrestha presented the annual reports of the Madhesi Commission and the Tharu Commission for the last fiscal year in the meeting. The next meeting of the House has been scheduled for the 12th of April. The International Economic Cooperation and Coordination Division of the Ministry of Finance has unveiled the Development Cooperation Report 2020. As per the report, an official development assistance of $2.3 billion was disbursed in 2019-20 compared to $1.578 billion in the previous fiscal year. As per the data, the international economic cooperation has increased by 26.9% in comparison to the previous year. Similarly, there has been a notable decline in the INGO contributions from $215.3 million in fiscal year 2018-19 to $131.8 million in the last fiscal year. Of the total official development assistance dispersed in Nepal in 2019-20, $512.9 million was utilized specifically for COVID-19 response and recovery. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has appealed to people elected representatives at all levels, experts and nature lovers to work to combat forest fire and help check air pollution. In a tweet, President Bhandari expressed concern over the rise in air pollution across the country as a result of forest fire, industrial and transport emission. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has congratulated newly appointed President of Vietnam, Nguyen Chuan Phuc. In a congratulatory message, President Bhandari has said that his appointment to the post of President was a testimony of people's trust and confidence over him. Similarly, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has congratulated and extended his best wishes to newly elected Prime Minister of Vietnam, Pham Minh Chinh. Recalling his 2019 visit to Vietnam, Prime Minister Oli has expressed the confidence that the culturally close and friendly relations between the two countries would further consolidate during Prime Minister Chinh's term of office. The Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a case against then Chief of the Transport Management Office, Nepalganj, and 18 others at the Special Court, Kathmandu, on the charge of corruption. The accused have been charged of unilaterally handling the result of the written test of two-wheeler driving test at Nepalganj. National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timal Sinha held a cordial meeting with the first Deputy Prime Minister of Spain, Carmen Calvo, in Madrid on Wednesday. The meeting focused on diplomatic relations between Nepal and Spain. A Nepali team led by National Assembly Chairperson Timal Sinha has also met Chairperson of Regional Government of Extremadura, Guillermo Fernandez Vara. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Baba, हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
क्यों नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरु बीच पठनपाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री रहेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरुको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार.
Welcome back. After this short break, we continue with the rest of the updates. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 332 new coronavirus infection cases in the last 24 hours. Similarly, 79 people have recovered from the infection in the same period. The ministry did not report any corona-related deaths yesterday. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News. Bulletin, we continue with the international updates now. At least 11 people have been killed in a northwestern town in Myanmar as security forces cracked down on anti-coup protesters. Other 20 people were reported to have been wounded. An Al Jazeera report cites Myanmar's local media that the protesters armed themselves with hunting rifles and firebombs during the protests. As per the report, the protest that broke in the town of Taiz on Wednesday continued into yesterday as well. There was no word of any casualties among the soldiers. India has imposed night curfews in dozens of cities and towns after reporting almost 127,000 new COVID-19 cases, a record high of Delhi infections, amid an accelerated second wave. That rose by 685, the highest since November, taking the tally to 166,862. Indian Health Ministry data showed that India's total caseload has surpassed 12.9 million, the third highest in the world behind the United States and Brazil. Meanwhile, in Brazil, President Bolsonaro has denied to impose lockdown despite daily death of more than 3,800 for more than a week. Brazil has recorded more than 13.1 million cases and more than 341,000 corona-related deaths. A top Russian official has warned that Moscow could intervene to help Russian-speaking residents in eastern Ukraine if Ukraine launches an all-out assault on separatists there. Russian-backed separatist rebels and Ukrainian troops have been clashing in the east of the country. Russia has also been building up troops on the border with Ukraine. The official Dmitry Kozak said that Russian forces could intervene to defend its citizens. The United States and Germany have both expressed concern at the increase in tensions. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1 along with the hilly regions of the rest of the province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Brief rain thundershowers accompanied with gusty winds and hail is likely to occur at a few places of Province 1 and at one or two places of hilly regions of the rest of the province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 30.7 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 13 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges business persons to increase domestic production and export through investment and technology. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deoba meeting Maoist Center and Janata Samaj Badi Party leaders today. House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota informs House about removal of four CPN Maoist Center's MPs. Finance Ministry unveils Development Assistance Report 2020. Development assistance increases by 26.9% during this fiscal year. And Myanmar security forces kill at least 11 protesters. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.nb for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.